this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Wednesday, the 15th of September. Let's find out what happened on this day. Now, born on this day but no longer with us is English author Dame Agatha Christie. She was born in 1890, died at the age of 85 in 1976.
Reverend Fred Nile, he was born in King's Cross, Sydney, New South Wales. Turning 87 today, Australian politician, Christian minister. He, in fact, spent 40 years in politics, did Freddie Nile.
Wow. Mm. US film director Oliver Stone today is 75, brought us many amazing movies, including Platoon, Wall Street, The Doors, JFK, and Midnight Express.
Tommy Lee Jones.
What a legend.
Men in Black. Yeah, Batman Forever. What a US Marshals.
Won an Academy Award, Best Supporting Actor in The Fugitive.
How big is he? 75 today is Tommy Lee Jones.
Aussie actress Paula Duncan is 69.
It is Cop Shop.
I remember her mainly from those Ajax household cleaning ads.
Yes.
You remember them?
I thought you were too young for Cop Shop there. Tom Hardy was born in England on this day, 1977, turning 44. He, of course, was in the Mad Max films, Fury Road. What else? Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, and The Dark Knight Rises.
And, of course, he's in Venom.
Yes.
So cool. And Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, today turns 37.
Greenpeace was founded on this day in 1971. Founded in Canada, Greenpeace.
In 1997, Google.com, the domain name, was registered. It began as a research project way back in 1996, and originally the search engine was nicknamed Backrub.
I should have stuck with that. I like that, Backrub. Sydney Olympic Games opening ceremony became the most watched program of all time, with 10.5 million viewers on this day in 2000. And remember the old fire thing, the opening ceremony?
The torch.
Torch got stuck?
Yeah, the elevator of the torch got stuck. Kathy Freeman's looking up like, what's happening? And it's like 10 minutes and then finally it got going and everyone was like, woohoo! Hilarious. In the year 2003, ABC TV recommenced screening the BBC TV series Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh, it's had a whole revamp, Doctor Who.
That's the original theme from 1963.
So cool.
That one. Yes. Looking at some artists who are no longer with us, Johnny Ramone, he passed away on this day in 2004.
Rick Wright, UK keyboard player and founding member of Pink Floyd, passed away in 2008 at the age of 65.
And Rick Ocasek, sadly, we lost him from The Cars. He was 75 when he passed away in 2019.